Okay, I'm talking to Tom B. And Tom is a, would you say, recovered alcoholic?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you, has your sobriety been?
25 years.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah.
How long were you drinking before you had actually quit?
13 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it easy in the beginning for you, or was it a difficult road when you actually quit? Did you go back here and there or anything, or did you?
No, but it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
I was a mess.
Yeah. Would you say it's just second nature now? I mean, like, you, I understand you still go to meetings and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Do you ever think about you could ever go that way again, or is it just like now you think you're just so far from it that you know what I mean?
2006, I came close because I lost my daddy. I wanted to go back, but people got upstairs, put people in my life, and just went to more meetings.
Well, that's good. And it would be AA meetings, I take it?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the importance of having, you know, that social aspect or friends, you know, that actually will help you and help to keep that under control? Like, that must play a big part in this whole thing.
Because they understand me. We're all in the same boat. We all think the same. Mm-hmm. We all got the same character defects, the same faults.
So everybody basically would help each other.
That's right.
Your circle of friends in that respect, do you guys, or guys and girls, or whatever the case may be, are you obviously help each other through thick and thin, I guess. Is everybody or most of the people that you deal with, have they been abstained for like a long period of time like you have?
Yes.
What about if, you know, somebody finds himself in that situation or they want to stop, or, you know, what's the best thing for them to do? What's the, you know, course of action somebody might take that, you know, wants to stop drinking, I guess?
They just got to mention they're an alcoholic, then we come into the picture. They ask us for help, and then we bring them to the meetings.
Uh-huh. And what are the meetings, are they like weekly, or I guess it would be fairly often?
Every night, there's a meeting every afternoon.
Oh, okay. That's really good. I would have thought they'd be fairly often. Mm-hmm. What's it like at a meeting? Is it like just is it kind of a social aspect where everybody can hang out and know that there's a place to go every day, that, you know, there's people that are going through the same thing you are? Or
yes, they sit around tables and they each understand each other. Mm-hmm. Know where they're all coming from.
So you have activities outside of there too? Like, do, you know, folks get together and
dances?
Okay.
Anniversaries, birthdays, IA birthdays.
Great.
They play hockey. They go on cruises. They do lots of things.
It's a great way, I guess, to keep your mind preoccupied and on other things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Well, really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and commend you on your length of sobriety. And I'm sure for you that that'll be the rest of your life.
That's right. One day at a time.
Great. Thanks,
right.
Tom.
Bye.